Spectacular Diagnostics.
Hello and welcome back to the preview show. It is Tour Down Under, and I am delighted to be joined by Oscar Onley of Team Picnic Post NL. Oscar, glad to have you on. Two Scots, at last I've achieved my dream of having a Scottish professional cyclist on this. So delighted to have you today.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thanks.
Now, Tour Down Under is a race you know well. Last year, you won the Queen Stage on Wollonga. I think you finished fourth overall on GC. You're back again. Obviously, it's a race that suits you well. So we're going to dive in and take a look at some of the stages. You've been out there for maybe a week or so now, so you've done recon, and you can give us a little bit of insight because the race has actually changed a bit this year and there are some new climbs. So what I will do is I will just share my screen and then we can get started on this. So, okay, so the first one I'm going to look at will be stage two. Stage one is a boring sprint stage. Stage one, boring sprint stage, don't really need to do anything with that one. Stage two is where it's kind of going to get started. So stage two, you did Menglers Hill last year in the race, but it was from the other side, the easier side. This year it's a harder side, so it's three laps. It's going to be pretty windy as well, and this area is very exposed, as you can see from the map. What's the climb like from the harder side?
Yeah, I've not actually done this climb from this side, but I kind of remember how the descent was, and yeah, just looking at the profiles on Veloviar, and yeah, it's a decent climb, but to be honest, I don't expect too much on this stage. I think it's a little bit too far from the finish, and I think the wind will probably play more of a factor in this stage than this climb. I can't really see a team fully committing for this climb. And then, yeah, you have to commit the rest of the lap to the finish.
Yeah, so it's 3K, 6.6%. They did use it from this harder side a long time ago. It was 2014, and Simon Gerrans won a sprint against Andre Greipel. It was a reduced sprint, but again, it shows you if Greipel is surviving back in 2014, the vast majority of sprinters would fully expect to survive. And as you said, 22K to go from the top. So that should be a sprint, albeit some riders might be out the back door. Stage three is when we start to see probably the first of the GC action. So this is a new climb that's been brought in this year, which is called Notts Hill. It's 2.6K at 8%. It's done twice. And when I was speaking to Chris Harper last week, who's a Adelaide local, he said he thought it was harder than Wollonga. So this is one you've reconned. So talk me through it. What's it like?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's a pretty hard climb, and just that whole lap really is up and down, and it's definitely not the most straightforward stage. And I think this climb starts off steep. It doesn't really flatten off at all. There's a little flatter section towards the top, but yeah, it's about a 6.5-7 minute effort. So it's a solid climb, and I think the top comes with about 12k to go or something. So I expect this one to shake up the GC a bit more, and I think because we don't finish at the top, it probably won't be as selective as Wollonga is, but I think it will still be quite a small group coming to the finish.
Yeah, this initial section, as you mentioned, it really does start with a bang. I think I saw there 17%. And I suppose what is different from Wollonga as well, it's the run towards the climb. It reminds me very much of it was a Corkscrew road climb that they used to do. It's super fast, and the climb actually starts with a 90 degree left hander, so positioning is going to be so important. Have you been on that road coming into it as well?
Yeah, I've done it a few times now, and it's like you said, it's the running into it is really important. It's quite a twisty little descent, not the best road surface, quite a small road as well. It's not like the Gorge Road going into Corkscrew. It's quite a small road. So yeah, definitely the run in is probably more important than the climb, I think. Yeah, it's obviously not a long climb, so it can split straight away from the bottom, and I think yeah, you really have to be in good position coming into it.
Yeah, it's so important. And previous years on Corkscrew Road, there's been crashes on the run-in because it's such a mad fight for position. Now, once you get to the top, there is actually only 5.6K to go. Now, wind direction is usually important in this race, and in terms of the climb, the wind is going to be headwind, 14 kilometers per hour. It's not the strongest wind in the world, but it's still going to be in the rider's face, and then crucially, it stays headwind almost all the way to the finish. So only about 2K to go, it actually swings. So as you said, the climb is actually harder than Wollonga, but it might not be as selective because it doesn't finish at the top, and then there's a headwind after it. What do you think? A kind
Yeah.
of small
Yeah,
geeky group.
I think that wind can also play a factor with that straight section with about 2K to go. It's like a big roller coaster road, but it's fairly open, so if there is a headwind there, then yeah, it kind of reduces the chances of a group staying away or a solo rider. I would expect maybe 15, 20 guys. Maybe a little bit less. It's always hard to say, but yeah, I think there'll still be a few solid sprinters in there. I'm thinking kind of Corbin Strong, someone like that. I think it could be a decent stage for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're ho obviously hoping for not just one day of GC action. They tried it last year and they put that really steep climb in, but it was just too far out. I think that was
Yeah.
the stage Del Toro went on to win. And then next day, we've got the Victor Harbour stage, which is almost identical to 2023 when Rohan Dennis took the win from a small group of GC favourites that escaped on this climb here. Again, it doesn't look the hardest in the world when you look at the pure numbers of it. It's 2K at 8%. But that year, it was enough to split the group. And there was a group of maybe seven, I think, got away. Guys like Dennis and Yates and Jay Vine and people like that. And they stayed away to the end. Have you been up this one?
Fortunately not. I would have liked to have seen this stage because I don't know anything about it. But yeah, we've not been able to get up there. But just speaking to Alex, my teammate, he lives in Adelaide, so he knows all these roads, and I think this is going to be quite an important stage. Yeah, the wind can also play a factor. It doesn't look so windy just now, but when you're by the coast, you never know how it's going to go. And I think, yeah, again, like you're showing here, the road's quite small. The run-in's also pretty technical again, small roads. So it can, yeah, again, it can definitely split. And yeah, like it did a couple of years ago, a small group going over the top. It's quite hard to bring back on these kind of roads.
Yeah, most people expected a reduced sprint that year, and the wind conditions are very, very similar because it's a tailwind up the climb, but then it's the riders swing back round and it's headwind all the way back to Victor Harbour. But that year, I think it was seven riders, but Simon Yates was sitting on. He didn't contribute, and they still managed to stay away from the chasing
Yeah.
pack. So as you said, yeah, it's really hard to catch people, narrow roads, twists and
Yeah.
turns. It could be another GC day, but I think that year the elastic snapped right at the very top, and it could go again, but that's not guaranteed. And then we've got stage five, which is obviously the big one, Wollonga, which you won last year. Now I rewatched last year just to get a reminder of what it was like, and you seem to ride a really almost like a perfect climb. You made the right decisions in the heat of the moment. Harper went away, Yates let the wheel go, you followed, then the group came back to you, and then I think when Alaphilippe launched, you were in his wheel. What do you remember of last year?
Yeah, like you said, I followed Harper in the beginning, and at first I was kind of questioning whether I should do that because I've kind of done this in the past, following riders and then kind of going over my limit too early. So I made sure to, yeah, stay stay within myself and not contribute with him. And yeah, I think, yeah, the group came back, and then I was just kind of trying to sit in and just kind of floating around the front, making sure you didn't miss any gaps that opened. But in the end, it's quite a fast climb, so sitting on the wheel is it does play a big part. And yeah, I think Yates put in the first big attack, which was good for me. It kind of strung out the group a little bit, and then I think Alaphilippe went over the top of there, and I just got onto his wheel, and yeah, just kind of carried the speed from his attack onto the finish.
And it looked like first into the corner should be the winner. There's not a
Yeah,
huge amount of
that's
space after the corner, is there?
no. I think yeah, if you're leading into that corner, then you've pretty much got the win.
And as well that day, you're not renowned for your sprinting speed, yet you managed to beat like really, really fast guys. Alaphilippe, Stevie Williams, Narváez, who's
Yeah, exactly.
be up there in bunch sprints, so that must have felt pretty good.
Like, yeah, if you put me, Stevie, and Novais in a sprint, I'm going to come third almost every time. So I guess the sprint at the top of here, even though you're hitting pretty fast speeds by the top, like it's not very steep at the top, but I guess the climb before it plays quite a big factor in that finishing sprint.
And obviously, it was your first pro win as well, so to do it. Loads of fans there. The Aussie crowd absolutely love this stage. It must have been pretty special to take your first win there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, when I was younger, always got excited for this race. Obviously, first race of the year. I wanted to watch the pros, and yeah, this is the stage that everyone knows. And obviously, in the past with Richie winning, however many times, it's one that sticks in the memory. So, to get my first win there was quite special.
And now the British riders have a claim over it because Matt Holmes won a number of years back, and now you've won. Looking at it, obviously stage three and stage five are going to be the big days. How are you feeling? Your ride maybe what was about a week ago? Is this a big target for you? Riders often sometimes come in here looking to go well, but you're not at your best because the season's long. So how are you approaching this one?
No, I've made it a target, to be honest. Like, it's quite hard to make it a target. You have to be pretty on it in November, December with training, and yeah, really focusing on everything. But it's a good opportunity for me, obviously, a World Tour race to get a good result. So I've kind of made sure that I did everything right and had the best preparation I could coming into it. And yeah, the race suits me quite well, I think. So it's definitely one I'm keen for, and hopefully get a result out of it.
Final stage is a crit, basically. Lap circuit of just over 4 kilometers. It's fast. There's a little climb in it, which is 300 meters at 5.4%. But really, it shouldn't be a GC day, and it's just a day to keep out of trouble and try and finish safely. So, in terms of the race, two big GC days. Weather is always important. The first stage is about 30 degrees, but then crucially for the Europeans, it's going to drop to about 21, 22, so it's going to be much better. Now, in terms of last year, obviously you started really well winning that stage in Wollonga, and then you suffered in the Cadel race, the first of three collarbone breaks throughout the season. That must have been so frustrating.
Yeah, it was yeah, so I'd done one in already in August of 23, and then did this the second one in Cadell's last year. And yeah, to it's not even the break that's the most painful part. It's just having to go through all the rehab and everything with like surgery and stuff in the coming weeks. That's the part I struggled with the most. And yeah, in the end, you don't take that much time off the bike. I think, like a week in total, not even, and you can get back into training quite quick. But it's just all the fuss around it that's been hard for me, I guess.
You could have asked them. They were in that many times to put some strength in there in or something, you know, some.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're fully metalled up now, so touch woods, they're okay for a while.
Now, despite that, last season was a big success. Probably first win as a standout, but for me, 8th place Tour de Suisse was a massive moment. I think a lot of people were seeing you as a sort of Ardennes style punchy climber, and you are, and these climbs suit you. But to go to Suisse and do so well on the big, longer mountains must have been very satisfying for you.
Yeah, it was my first test at the World Tour at these kind of longer climbs. And Swiss last year was quite a different race to normal. Like there was a lot of short stages and one or two climbs. But yeah, it gave me quite a lot of confidence that I could be up there. And I was fairly close to the front in these finals, and it's something I'd like to kind of look into in the future. I think, like you said, the Ardennes and these punchier kind of 1 week stage races suit me quite well just now. But I think, yeah, in the coming years and this year as well, can try and focus a little bit on the longer climbs as well.
And how was the first your first Tour de France? How did that feel? It must have been like dream come true.
Yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind, really. It was obviously, yeah, it was a really good experience to be there, and obviously winning the first stage with Romain and Frank, that was a really special day. And the following day with the yellow jersey and the team as well, it's a memory that I'll keep forever. But my eyes also got opened there that in during those 3 weeks. It really felt like a different level to some of the other races I'd done. And yeah, I guess it's just more riders at the top compared to Swiss or any other World Tour race, I guess. And but it gave me a lot of motivation to come back in the future and try and be up there and competing for those stages.
And is it as crazy as people say, like the whole circus around it, the fans,
Yeah.
the media, is it just like another level altogether?
Yeah, and I think obviously because we won the first stage as well, then it was 10 times what it would normally be. There was so much more attention on the team, and yeah, for the top riders, they're getting this every day, and so to experience that for one day was nice, but I would struggle to live like that for 3 weeks. So it was a really cool experience though.
Now that first stage, you were in the chasing pack when Bardet and Vandenbroek was no, what's it called,
Yeah.
Frank? Ah, yeah, Frank
Yeah.
Vandenbroek. So you were in that chasing pack. Did you think they were catching them? Because it was so
No.
tight.
To be honest, I didn't really know what was going on. I knew they were up the road, and I thought Madouas was still with them. And then it was only at 2K to go, we went under this little bridge, and we could see them like on the top of a little rise. And then I realized it was just the two of them. And then from there, I was like counting the seconds after each corner, trying to work out if we were going to catch them or not. Because we were motoring. Like I think Trek and Visma were really pulling hard on the front. And I didn't realize how much of a headwind it was as well. I stepped out at one point and the wind just hit me. I was like, oh, this is going to be hard for them to stay away. But I
I
think
was
Frank
on
was.
you go,
Yeah,
sorry.
Frank was on another level that day, and I think we all knew he could do something like that. He's really got a big motor in him. But yeah, for him to do that in his first stage of his first tour was something really special. And obviously for Roman as well in his last tour, and yeah, it was the perfect day.
Yeah, from a fan's point of view, that's what watching cycling is all about, you know, especially someone like Bardet, who is so popular. And then you've got all these teams chase. Unbelievable the stayed away. Definitely one of my favourite stages of last year. Now, you also went very close later on in the season. So, Tour of Britain, second overall on GC, over in China and Guangxi, second overall on GC. your sort of end of the season went well. You also performed strongly over in Poland. That must have been good in terms of your build up towards this season.
Yeah, I came out with the tour in a really good shape, actually. I was definitely fatigued after the tour, but took a few easy days, and then I really felt like I stepped up another level after that. And went to Poland and had some good performances there. Crash on the first day kind of ruined the GC there, but yeah. And then I was focused on performing at Worlds, so I had a big block of training for that, and Tour Britain fitted in well for that as well. And that race gave me a lot of confidence because it's not really the kind of course that suits me so well. There wasn't that much climbing or that hard climbing, but I could kind of still be competing up there. So yeah, it just felt like I stepped up a level after the tour.
Because you went away with, I think, Stevie Williams attacked on the, I can't remember the name of the climb, the steep little kicker that's in the
Yeah.
Nationals, and Stevie's gone and you follow, and Alaphilippe eventually gets across, then he's refusing to work, and then you go to the sprint, and as you said, you know yourself, Stevie's different level in terms of his sprinting speed,
Exactly. Yeah.
so it was probably as good as you could have got, and then China. That final, that wasn't, was it the final stage? The climbing stage, with Van Eetvelt, and looking back, do you think he forced you into doing a bit too much work?
Yeah, I think to be honest, I think yeah, I could have won that stage. I learned from the previous year and not going too early. I still maybe went a slightly too early. I think because I knew how steep that final, what, 300 meters is,
Yeah.
and I kind of thought I knew I had good legs, and I thought I'll just take it on from the front. And yeah, he's also got to make that effort to get around me, but he just had that final part to get around me in the last 50 meters. And I was speaking to him afterwards, and he said he was also like really on the limit. So I think it was quite close between us. Yeah, it could have gone either way, but I also did some pretty big numbers there as well. So it was quite, it gave me a lot of confidence as well that can do a performance like that.
Because it was that horrible sort of way where Lefebvre was still away because he'd attacked early. Van Eetvelt did. He, I mean, to be fair to him, he did do some pulling as
He did
well.
a lot of work.
But it's that way, if nobody, if you or him didn't go to the front, Lefebvre's winning anyway.
That's the thing. Like, we kind of came around that corner, and I could see Lefay up there. And obviously, he's on his day, he's one of the best riders at that kind of effort. And so the first thought was, right, I've got to catch him. And so I knew that Van Eetvelt was gonna, he was gonna be with me. And yeah, I guess I blinked first, and yeah, put a bit too much effort in too early.
He's another one of these annoying climbers with a really fast sprint on him as well.
It's quite a trend, I think, now. There's quite a lot of climbers like this, and if you see the level now, everyone's so close that you really do have to have a bit of a kick at the end to win.
Yeah. In terms of this year, going forward, I think it's been announced you're going back to Tour de France. You've spoken about TDU as being like your first goal of the season. What else is on the horizon?
Down under next week, that's the first goal. And then after that, then it's kind of focusing more on the Ardennes. Yeah, I've got a few more races before that, but the big focus is on the Ardennes. I think the worlds this year gave, or last year, kind of showed me that, yeah, I think in a few years' time, the Ardennes can be something that can suit me quite well. So I want to try and go there, learn the races a little bit, and yeah, try and pick up some results. And then after that is full focus on the tour again.
And is there any one of the Ardennes in particular, maybe Liège, that you think maybe suits
Yeah, I
you a little
think
better?
I'm yeah I it's hard. I think Liège suits me really well, but I just don't know if I'm at that level for the distance yet. It's what, 260K. It's a bit different to any other one day races. And I think flesh is also, it can suit me quite well, but I think in the past couple of years I've changed a little bit, and maybe my 3 minute, 4 minute power is not quite as good as my power for a little bit longer. And I think that's where the Liège climbs that suit me a little bit more. So
And
yeah, I just want to go there and see what happens, really.
even Amstel,
Yeah,
theoretically, she's pretty well.
I'm not actually doing Amstel.
Nah.
I've done it twice now, and I crashed twice. So I said that I don't
Stay
fancy
away.
doing that again. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Oscar, thank you very much for giving up your time today. Good luck when the racing kicks off next week. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you go well.
Yep, thank you very much. Full kumite, accumulate pace. Fresh razor blade for the gate. We move from weight to win the weight. Wise ways, precise aim. Trying to rhyme like this might leave your mind strained. The times change. Flight delayed like haze. Thoughts looking like they foundation might cave. The look in my eyes resemble the ice age. The clocks of the crowd, the rent park is way park waves. Like moves saw, move raw. Involuntarily eat your full paw. Feel like a painter who can't do wrong. Fallatio from lazy do fall. To ball cane. But brought a broad brain with all game, you snow change. She threw like a solid grand, probably 10. We push it in the hallway, on guard always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, not daddy. Oh, yeah. I feel like. Pinship and fossilize an amber. Wise commander, fuck all the lies and slanders. When it come to ill niggas, you sound like the standard. Feathers and quillers, I write the standards. Cobra, cuanto tu me cobra. Tengo dinero, pero no me sobra. You want the flake of the boulder, then I'm introducing the baking soda. Into the Yoda Palace, so we go to some blowing haze in circles in Minnesota. Buffaloes in their barrio. Drama with Disco King Mario. Shotty blow in the hands of the Sicario. I reload the peel off without watching his body fall. Porky ass in the mighty gone. Rainbow headband, Sylvester Stallone, skull and bone, herringbone, wishbone. Went out for the trophy and brought the shit home. Blowing loud endo, chop the rock to 16-bit Super Nintendo. The cream rises in a crescendo, nigga. Well, now your daddy kicking at, you know what I mean? Jump off the motherfucking cliff live out the district, shit, my nigga. Word. Woo.